This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big show because I think we all knew it was coming, but Brandon Graham officially announced his retirement today. We are going to want to hear from you today about BG, because this is a big day for us. It's a big day for you. 215-592-9494. But Ike, you knew it was coming,
yeah.
But you heard him actually do it today, and I have to know what was going through your mind as you heard it, and what are your thoughts on everything?
Well, just happy for him, first and foremost. You know, with BG, sometimes you just don't know. And that's why I asked Elliot yesterday the chances of BG potentially coming back, because I know this guy loves the game of football, and it had to be a tough decision for him to make the decision to walk away from the game. But he's walking away a two-time champion. His resume speaks for itself as far as being one of the greatest Eagles to wherever wear that uniform. Wouldn't be surprised if no one ever wears number 55 again. Would not surprise me at all. But just happy for him, you know, listening to his press conference. And one thing I always sort of admired and appreciated about BG is that, you know, he knew how to take adversity and make it work for himself and turn it around. And, you know, I know some fans may get a little uncomfortable when, you know, BG, when he talks about his journey, he never omits or overlooks the early part of his career when he was being labeled a bust. He doesn't harbor resentment from it, but he used it as motivation. He used it as something to help drive him to be better. He talked about that in his press conference. He talked about being held accountable by this fan base. And when you talk about how many great players have come through this organization that have worn that uniform, for him to be the guy who's worn it more than anyone and deliver in his time what he's helped to deliver. You know, we talk about the Philly special being the best play or one of the greatest plays, and not just Eagles history, but obviously that Super Bowl game. Well, that sack on Tom Brady, in my opinion, was equally as big, if not bigger. When you talk about the biggest plays made in franchise history, helped getting the franchise's first ever Super Bowl title, that sack on Tom Brady. And, you know, BG is one of those guys that you love to root for, right? You enjoy rooting for, right? You know, he's a guy that you feel proud cheering him on. You feel proud that he's wearing the uniform that you wore. Me as a former player, fans representing the team that we all love in that Eagles organization. I feel happy for him. I feel happy for his family. He's a guy, I never lined up next to BG. I never played in a huddle with BG. I was never a teammate of BG's. And I remember the day he got drafted. I remember interviewing him the day he got drafted with your dad when we talked to him. In 2010 at the pro shop when he came over, I still remember that. And we forged a friendship, even though I've never been a teammate of his all these years. And he's somebody I've talked to away from the game. He's somebody I got a lot of respect for and I got a lot of love for. So just happy for him that he's at peace with his decision to walk away from the game. It's not an easy thing to do. And there are so many memories that I can't wait to go through today talking about Brandon Graham. When you talk about a guy who played for the team that drafted him and ended his career for that team, that's a rare thing in this game, especially at that position. 15 years, man, BG, salute you, my brother.
215-592-9494. We'll take your thoughts on BG, his career, the fact that he decided to go out, you know, on top. The final game he will have played in is a Super Bowl win. And, you know, one thing, because I worked in music radio for a long time before this, and I've done this, and one thing I've realized that is the same about music radio and sports memories is we always sort of tie what happened with the band or what happened with the team about what was going on in your life at the same time. Yeah. And just to, I was thinking about this, like what the amount of time that BG has played for the Eagles as a good player. And I was thinking about, well, what was happening in my life, right? So like you, I interviewed BG when I was working at YSP, his first training camp up at Lehigh. I mean, that's how long he's been here.
Yeah.
So I remember talking to him then. But since then, I think about my life. All right. So I was doing middays at WYSP, and then I was unemployed, and then I was the web guy at WIP, then I was the program director, then I hosted afternoons with Josh. I was a program director again. Then I moved to New York and was a program director in New York for 3 years. Then I came back and did an entire season as afternoon show host here. And that entire time, Brandon Graham was just on the Eagles playing the same position every single year.
Yeah.
And like to think about not just he is a great guy. And he is a guy, like you said, you cheer for. And when you're around, even if he says something you don't like, you're like, it's BG. The same way if it was one of your friends, right?
Yeah.
He would say the same. Even when, like, BG will blame the media. I was like, BG can do it. It doesn't bother me when BG does it.
Yep.
And all of that, and just being a great player. And you mentioned as well, you know, the amount of time that guy had to hear Earl Thomas and bust and those things. And those sorts of things for most other players in Philadelphia would break you.
Yep.
And would cause, we've seen it, and cause a divide between you and the fans.
Yeah.
Even if you had a successful career,
there would still be that bitterness there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's like the opposite.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot of beloved players in Philadelphia, but everywhere you go with BG, the love that people have for him and the love that he shows back is something that is rare, you know?
Yeah.
I'm proud that I got to see him play. I'm proud that I got to host a show with him. Mm. I'm proud to know him. I'm proud that he was an Eagle. And, you know, there's only a couple of people in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles to say that they are two-time Super Bowl champions.
Man.
And even, can you imagine just saying that at the beginning of his career?
Man.
Oh, he's going to retire having won two Super Bowls
Man.
For the Eagles?
Come on.
And in his final year, and then I promise we'll get to you, but then in his final year, tearing his triceps in week 10 or whatever it was, and basically being told and us assuming that's it. You know, that's it. He's never coming back. That's an injury that takes months and months to heal from, especially at his age. But he quietly and consistently worked back to get to play in the Super Bowl and make plays in the Super Bowl. So much so that he tears the triceps again in a Super Bowl win. And it's just like, it's a career that I don't think you could write for a movie, you know? It wouldn't seem realistic for him to have the career that he had here.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like you said, you're talking about a two-time champion.
Yes.
Hell, we were trying to get one.
One.
Yeah, we were trying to get one, so I didn't ever think anybody would be labeled a two-time champion for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who the hell's a two-time champion for the Eagles?
Yeah,
you know?
So, you know, hell, he shares that with Jake Elliott, Rick Lovato, and Lane, right?
That's it.
The only ones.
Yep.
Yeah, they're the only ones. The only four.
Yep. Jack.
Two-time champion.
Jack, BG, no more BG on the field for the Eagles. What are you thinking about?
Well, listen, the only way I can sum this up is two words: appreciate you. No, but he,
our most emotional member of the afternoon show, Jack Fritz.
Yeah. No, I love BG, and it's like every time you see him, he's always happy, which is he's just a rare, he's just a different dude. He's just a different guy. He's always happy to see you. Doesn't matter if you're like, you know, a waitress at Chickie's, or you're on the air, like he treats everyone the exact same. He's a special dude, a special, special guy. And I just think, like you mentioned, his journey. Like, it was always Earl Thomas. It was always Earl Thomas this, Earl Thomas that. And I remember, was it like 2015-ish? Like, BG started breaking through. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he looks like a player. And then to have the moment against Tom Brady and then turn into the icon he is now and one of the faces of this franchise. He's remarkable. I love Brandon Graham. Would never say a bad word about Brandon Graham. And it was a great speech today.
It was BG.
Like, the 10 minutes were captivating. Yeah. They were captivating. He put a perfect bow on it. So love the dude. And thank you for your service.
Yep. He didn't screw up the EAGLES. No. I know you would have never let him live that
I was
down.
Looking at him. And I was like, don't do it. I don't want to do it.
Now, you know it wouldn't be the afternoon show if we didn't make a little bit of a joke of this. So for next question today, we will take your call on BG. BG left at the right time, right? Mm-hmm. Went out on top. But most people do not. So for next question today, we're going to ask you who stuck around too long? Because BG did not. Jack, do you have someone who stuck around too long?
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is Favre. You know, I mean, like,
yeah.
It was so annoying every single year.
Who's
on the plane? No way. Crazy. Brett Favre, is he going to come back? I was over the Favre thing.
Yeah.
And by the way,
it was like 3 years in a row, too, he did.
Just kept going. We get it.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything. Ike, do you have somebody stuck around too long?
Oh, man. Man, there's so many guys that just stuck around a little too long. You know who I'm going to go with? And he's a GOAT. But I think he stuck around too long. I was about to switch in mid-thought.
Okay.
Just to hate on somebody else. But I'm going to let somebody else have that one.
Yeah, I know which one that is. Okay.
I'm going to let somebody else have that one.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with Jerry Rice. I didn't need to see Jerry Rice playing for Seattle and Denver.
Right.
That was a tough one.
You actually even forget that happened.
Yeah. Like, you played for the Raiders. Like, you did a nice job there. That's where you should have retired, after the Raiders. I didn't need to see you with the Seahawks.
That's
wearing 19 and then getting cut with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I even forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking Raiders, but then...
Then he did Seattle and then Denver. Yeah. I don't even think he made it out of training camp with Denver.
So I'm going to go, which is what I normally do. I'm going to go music, and it's you two. Like, enough out of U2, enough out of Bono, enough you're playing the Sphere.
How do you stay around too long with music?
But you can, and they have. They have. Enough. We don't need any more of you. I get it. You know.
The most annoying thing they did is they took over our iPhones and infiltrated it with the stupid album that sucked.
Yes.
So every single time that I connected to CarPlay, it was always the stupid U2 album that I didn't even download.
What year was that?
Like
2016,
I was going to say about 10 years ago. Yeah, they thought they were doing something
there. Suck.
Suck. No more U2. Yeah, they stuck around
too long.
All right, BG Day, or at least the preliminary BG Day here on the WIP
afternoon
show.
I just like U2 from the Entourage scene.
Oh, I never saw
Johnny Drama went. Ari got him tickets for his birthday to the U2 concert.
The only thing I know about Entourage is that little worm turtle.
Two one five five nine three ninety four nine.
That guy stuck around too long. Corey in Columbus, here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, BG, baby. Yo, he might be on the Mount Rushmore. You know, I might have to remove Jason Kelce for BG on my Mount
Rushmore.
There
it is. Wow. 215.
Different day.
That's my Mount Rushmore. I don't care about none of y'all's opinion. I'm saying Corey from Columbus is Mount Rushmore. I think I got BG on there over Kelce. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
That's all.
Well, who else is on it? Just out of curiosity.
So I got BG, you know, I got Reggie White. I got 5 and
20.
Dawkins and Kelce, man. It's like between those two.
The fact that you even have Dawkins coming last on that list is
Dawk over 5?
Yeah, are you nuts?
Mm.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's your list. It's your list.
It's your list.
It's your list.
Let me do something real quick. And this is time for a different day.
Do Brandon Graham. I'm sorry.
All right, but BG, look, when he got drafted, you know, BG out of that school up north. I wasn't a fan when we got drafted. BG 0-3 versus Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? I let him know that all the time. BG, one of the only athletes I know that if you message him on IG or you comment on one of his posts, most times he's gonna respond. Like, that's why, like, BG, like, if you look at the internet today, like most of the people, like when you see him, because obviously he did the Brandon Graham show and all that, they got a picture with this dude. So they like, you know, congratulations, BG. Like, that's the type of guy he was. He connected with the city of Philadelphia. He connected with the fans. And it's like, even a guy that the fans weren't high on in the beginning, he still came around and was beloved. And it's like, all these people out there that, you know, want to come out versus the fans, and, you know, the fans are hard on you at first. We always want to use BG as an example, but, like, look at this dude. This dude was labeled as a bust. He said it. You know, we said it.
Yeah.
And then the way he turned around, and now this city loves him for what he put into work. And he said, I'm not going to be out here fighting with cats on Twitter. I remember when BG deleted, when you used to, like, say something about it, he would just block you.
Oh, he had a block party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was famous for
the block party now. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's like, he don't go back and forth. Like, it's like he put his head down and he went to work. And BG, man, I love this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a rule in my house. We only buy jerseys of players that the Eagles draft. So I'm proud to say I got a 5-5 jersey. You know what I'm saying? Even though he is a Michigan Wolverine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's a tough one. It's a tough one, Corey. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Hey, man, but my bird.
He's an Eagle. We don't even look at him as a Michigan Wolverine. He's an Eagle. He's an Eagle.
Exactly. Yeah. What's funny is that we don't ever have Michigan players. BG retired and they signed Josh Uche. So now we got another Michigan player. But BG, I love you. So glad you was able to go out on top. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out BG.
Nah, it's awesome.
Corey, who stuck around too long?
Also, I know about this. So listen, I know he went out on a very low, bad, like this was bad, like jail time bad. But I got to stay in the Big Ten and go with Joe Paterno.
Oh.
Good answer. Big answer.
Gonna leave that one there, Corey.
Yes.
409 stickers are furious right now.
Yeah. I mean, he's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, look, yeah, I'm just saying.
I got nothing to say.
That's what it is.
Too many Penn State people in the building.
Yeah, wow.
Morgenstein's furious back there. Wow. Look at him.
They're too busy planning their next trip back to drink with the college kids, you know? Too busy raising money for Thon or whatever the hell they're bothering you about today. 215-592-9494. Talking about Brandon Graham today and your memories of BG. Mm. Lawrence in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lawrence?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for the call, man. I'm still emotional, man.
What happened?
When?
This is really... I'm just messing with you, Lawrence.
I feel just like John, man. Y'all guys is funny. Anyway, man, yeah. I'm just saying, man, hear this dude talk, man. I'm 65 years old, man, and the only person I could think about was... His remembrance for children. You got Reggie White, Brandon Graham, Kelsey on that Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I don't know. He is a first-time Hall of Fame ballot person going into the Hall of Fame, but he deserves it because he made the greatest play in Eagles history, stripping the goat.
I mean, it was a huge play. Yeah. I mean, that image. I mean, think about the number of people, Lawrence, that have that photo hung in their basement or their den or have a T-shirt of it. I mean, it's one of the, not just in Eagles history.
I mean, if it wasn't two Michigan players, I'd have it hung up in my house somewhere.
Well, I mean, even forgetting about the Eagles alone, think about Philadelphia sports history.
Right.
It's that one. It's Bradledge on his knees. It's Tug McGraw, we win. It's there's Iverson, step over.
You got the Dr. J Rock, the baby.
Dr. J Rock the baby, but those are
Dunk.
You know, there's probably 5 or 10 ever, and BG's is, you know, in the top 2 or 3, you know, depending on who you talk to.
Yep.
Hey, Spike, let me ask you a question, Spike.
Yep.
You know, there's millions of people that were so emotional at 12 o'clock, especially females that listen to the show, that we all follow the show. I'm 65 years old, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, the children that this man do so much for his community we live at, he praised his wife. And that's how I got so emotional.
Yeah, he did thank his family.
You had somebody that made you be better than what you are when, as a fan back then,
we was trying to get rid of the dude. You know what I mean? So to speak. But he just, he fought the long road and fought it and fought it. Now he's giving people an opportunity to say, look, let your kids fight more. Fight on. I got your back. And I know this man has so much coming forward to him. He may be working with the Brandon, with the WIP. I don't know. I don't know, man. All I know, man, thanks for taking my call, man. I got a whole lot to say, but I ain't got that time, man. I appreciate y'all.
Totally
guys,
agree.
Man.
Wow.
I love you guys. I'm a long-time listener. I'm 65 years, so I go all the way back to Mac and Mac, Angela, all them guys, you know what I mean?
Right.
And my phone number is still the same. So, you know, thank you, Jack.
Yep.
Jackie Baseball.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Lawrence.
Yep.
Wow. He didn't have the time.
Yeah.
My brother and I always joke that we'll talk to our mom, and she'll talk for 15 minutes straight, and then she'll go, all right, well, let me go. You know, and it's like, wait a minute. I got to let you go. What are we talking about here? Lawrence, you don't have the time? I don't, you took a lot of time there. All right. It is, we are celebrating the career of Brandon Graham today. 215-592-9494. Means a lot to us, means a lot to everybody in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I will, actually.
Shout out to BG's family, too. His wife, Carly, his two kids.
Absolutely.
Man, I remember when they were like baby babies, like little babies. And to watch them, that goes to show you how long he's been here.
How long he's been here,
yeah, that
right,
goes to show
yeah.
you how long he's been here. Beautiful family, and, you know, he's always talked about his wife being like his backbone. You know, the person that's really always kept him on the straight and narrow. So it's great to see his family up there with him today, too.
Well, I hope she likes him, because she's going to see a whole lot
more
of him.
See a little bit more of him. Yeah, get used to it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, this moment is 11 months in the making.
Yes.
11 months in the making, Eagles Insider of the Year. We award, the votes have been cast. Justin is standing to my side with the trophy and with the envelope. Hold on 1 second, Justin. We'll bring you in 1 second. With the trophy and the envelope with the results inside. And now I'll remind you, as soon as I award the Eagles Insider of the Year, the next year starts. So if you didn't win, Elliot is here.
What's going on?
We do
it's
have
good to see you, Elliot.
We do
excited
have
to be here.
Yeah, you don't seem excited.
I'm excited.
Okay, another contestant is on the way. By the way, so if
not here yet though.
Not here yet.
And I am here, right?
Yes.
Not okay, committed yeah, to the yeah, grind.
Doesn't
yeah.
go into it. The
right,
envelope.
Just checking.
The envelope.
I know it's not tardy of the year, but
yeah. Well,
no, I mean, Elliot, it sounds like your voice is raising a little bit.
Yeah,
you a little nervous?
No, I'm ready.
Okay. So we did ask the audience today in the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true, like Elliot. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Has Elliot Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? 67.5% say no, Elliot.
Damn.
See, I'll take 60-40 on Twitter for me.
Right.
Yes. I think that's a good outcome for
yep,
me.
Yep, I feel the same way.
You know, honestly, yeah. And yesterday Tim only beat me 60-40, so yep, yep. I feel good about
you
that.
You feel like you've gone...
Yes.
You, so just to be clear, you know, there are, I believe, 68 voters in the Eagles Insider of the Year committee. Jack and I have said that while we're proud of you for this year and you've come a long way, we both think McManus has been the best insider.
Oh,
this
I heard,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you appreciate the open, Elliot?
Let's talk after the award.
Okay, all right. Oh, Ike had your back until other people agreed.
Football guy.
And then all of a sudden, he doesn't have your back.
It's oh, he doesn't? No,
well,
I didn't catch
he does.
Last
no, he wants you
back.
To win.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah. Some people were trying to give you too much praise. And,
okay.
For once.
All right. All right, Jack. Hit the music.
The most prestigious award in sports media, the Eagles Insider of the Year. The scoops have been reported, the sources have not been revealed, and the votes have been counted. Well, the stars are all out for today's ceremony. Beyonce and Jay-Z, and likely their final public appearance. Mark Zuckerberg, Tim McManus, oh, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Bradley Cooper, Joe Santoliquido, Brad Pitt. Not present is the newspaper reporter. And now, the WIP Afternoon Show presents the Eagles Insider of the Year!
Wow. Cut the tension. Confession with a Knife. Of course, Jay-Z and Beyonce here, and likely their last public appearance. Justin, come on in. There he is, wearing white gloves and a black suit. Wow, look at that. Look at this, Ike.
Ah, see, it looks
so
good.
So professional. Good award.
White gloves on.
Now, just so everyone can see, this is not... We didn't even get the name on the nameplate because we didn't know who was going to win until today. We will redo the nameplate for whoever wins.
It is a nice trophy.
It is a nice trophy.
Sure would like to have it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I kind of want it now.
Yeah. I am opening the envelope.
That's it. That's my drum roll.
All right. We have the top five here.
Oh.
Coming in fifth with 33 total points. And four total first place votes. Joe Santaliquido.
Wow.
Again, Joe Santaliquido.
He didn't do anything.
What the hell?
Coming in fourth with 82 total points and 10 first place votes, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah. Ah. Down year for the newspaper.
Down year for the newspaper.
Not enough drama. Too good of a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And honestly, you're going to have to really win us over because we don't want to give you the award.
That's true. Yeah. But you also, do some stuff.
You haven't had that good a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming in third with 105 total points and 9 first place votes is Jason Dumas.
Ooh.
Wow.
Dumas?
Late entry.
Late entry.
Got hot late.
My heart's racing over here.
Good showing.
Well, that Brandon Graham retirement thing was big.
It was big.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it actually put him in the spotlight in a good way for next year for Jason.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
You know, as a new, he's at 6ABC, a newcomer to the market. He's not, he's from here, but a newcomer.
And he's broken news in other markets too.
He has. Yeah. He would break Sixers news when he's out
he's
in the Bay Area.
He's definitely a leading contender next year.
He is. Yeah. So I will say this.
You're trying to be gracious.
As he honored to be nominated.
I think he realizes Dumas didn't win it, so now he realizes he's in the final two.
So I will say this. The top two, one has 199 points, one has 185 points. Mm-hmm. I will say this, the second place person has more first place votes than the first place person does.
Huh.
But your winner of Eagles Insider of the Year for 2025, the inaugural award, goes to 94WIP's
wow.
Elliot Shore Park. There he is.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Elliot.
I legit didn't think I was going to win.
Wow.
Wow.
So here is the, I'm furious, but here is the Elliot with 199 total points, and we will post all of the voting on, and then you will have your time to speak,
yes,
of course. We'll post all the voting on our Twitter page. Elliot, now, McManus wound up with 185 points, but 24 first place votes, so more first place votes, but you with the total scoring, a first place vote was 5 points, a second place vote was 3 points, and a third place vote was 1 point. And others receiving votes, Ike Reese, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport,
Mackay Becton,
yeah,
Big Dom.
The more important Becton scoop.
Big Dom, Brandon Graham, Josina Anderson, Derek Gunn, John Clark, and Corey in Columbus with 1/3 place.
Corey in Columbus
Shout
got
out
a
to
vote.
Corey.
1/3
I think another
vote.
Potential candidate for next year.
And Big Dom got a vote.
Well, Elliot, the floor is yours.
Wow, E!
Wow, I can't believe I won.
Good job, man. Good
I only prepared a little speech.
Oh,
there we go.
Speech.
I love it.
Well, first, I'd like to say it's an honor to be standing here holding this trophy. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for supporting me and my wife, Kristen, for motivating me by being so hot. Winning this award wasn't easy. The Eagles beat is the toughest in the NFL, and I'm surrounded every day by extremely talented writers and reporters. A special shout out to Tim, who I've been lucky enough to work with for years and I've always learned from. I'd also like to thank the committee. But really, I'd only like to thank Ike, since I know Spike and Jack did not want to give me this award.
Yep.
To those two haters, I'd like to quote a Super Bowl MVP. So this is what you wanted to see, huh? Was chronicling training camp history finally good enough for you guys? Was asking the questions the fans, my WIP caller family, wanted me to ask good enough for you guys? Was it good enough to be the one who said for months this Dallas Goedert thing was coming and we're all trying to figure out who the Eagles could target in free agency, and I was the one who told the fans the player they wanted the team also had interest in? Spike and Jack, you can have your other beat writers as your favorite, but it seems like you like your insiders the same way you like your quarterbacks. Trophyless.
Wow.
Not a bad one. Not a bad line. Nothing's happened with Goddard.
Although at times I hated it, it definitely made me better as I knew my annual job review would be heard by the entire country every week. But ultimately, I didn't do this for the award for Spike's approval, although that's something I crave more than anything in the world. I did this award for all of you guys, the callers. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to get to work where I work and get to know all of you. Yes, today I was named the best, but I can only be the best because you guys are all the best. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to do it all again next year.
Wow. Congratulations, Elliot Shorepost.
Classy. Yeah. Classic till the end.
Prepared, too. Wow.
And thank you.
We did think you did a great job.
Yeah.
The second best job, but a great job nonetheless. Yeah. Just a huge win for you, Elliot.
I needed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels good.
I mean, it's huge. This is huge. I mean, that you deserved it. And
the texts are already rolling in.
So, wow. Well, if you'd like to call and congratulate Elliot, or if you think that McManus was robbed, 215-592-9494.
Him not showing up, you have to wonder.
Well, you have to wonder. Well, maybe he's boycotting. Maybe he knew.
I will say, 10 years ago, Tim beat me in an online poll. So,
oh, really?
This one's for you, Tim. This one's for you.
You know, one thing that I don't think Elliot needs right this second is a Blue Chew. I can see. Yeah, he's doing fine.
It's going to be good now.
Yeah.
Based off the text from my wife, sounds like we'll be...
This guy
stiff as what?
Look, the thing about Blue Chew, if there was a Chew of the Year award...
A Chew of the Year. Wow.
Blue Chew would win it, buddy. It would win it. Look, we all occasionally need a little help. Ellie doesn't need any help performing, you know, on the beat. Yeah. But you might need a little help performing in the bedroom.
Yeah. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Yep. We can all use a little performance enhancement.
Every once in a while. And this is what we keep stressing. You're worried about how your significant other might feel. You know how they're going to feel? They're going to feel great because you are going to give them the time of their lives.
Mother's Day right around the corner, Spike.
BlueChew.com is where you go. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. But it's a chewable.
Chewable.
Made right here in the U.S. of A. Mm. So it's cheaper than a pharmacy. They prepare it. They ship it direct in a
discreet package.
Hard package.
Stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff package.
Stiff package. And you don't have to go to the doctor. It's all online. You go to BlueChew.com. No awkward conversations. No awkward doctor's visits. No waiting 3 months for a doctor's appointment. No waiting at the pharmacy.
Embarrassing.
You just go to BlueChew.com. You figure out what the right mix is for you. They'll figure it out for you. And then they send you that discreet package. And here is the best news. This is all good news. The best news is... you get your first month for free.
Free.
Just
free.
Use code 94. You go to BlueChew.com, use code 94, that it shows up, you're the king. Mm-hmm. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Mm. Oh, Jack.
Goodness gracious.
It's every day. It's every minute.
Yeah. Buzz Fritz over there.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping until you play. Yeah.
It's time to chew it and do it.
I had a Doc 5 set up and forgot about it.
Oh, it's okay.
That's why Jack isn't holding a producer of the
year. No.
Exactly.
No.
Yes.
Again, I'm a host.
This is a big moment for you, Elliot. I have to be honest, I do feel good for you.
And I honestly did not think I was going to win. I feel like my loser speech was way better.
Oh, so. Really?
Can you deliver the loser speech?
I was ready to rip into you two even harder.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ripped into us pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, because we all know you didn't want me to win it. This was Ike's doing. This is
well, look, there's a 68-person panel who votes on this every single week for the power rankings for this. And you are, this is what I would say, I think you did an incredible job this year.
I appreciate it.
I think it was your best year. Now, I haven't been monitoring you as well the last few years as I did this year. Right. But I thought it was a great year from you. I'm happy that you won.
Oh, no question. And I will say, I did... go into the year wanting to be better at asking questions at press conferences, and you guys definitely motivated me better. Yeah. I feel like I was much better this year at that. So
I got to tell you, I didn't really know, man, until Spike just gave us the answers there. I mean, the results.
The results.
So the voting. You know, standing up in front of the panel trying to basically fight for you, you know. It's
well, that's kind of every day anyway online.
Yeah,
so,
you know.
Well, he was like Dinger with Tommy McDonald.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, exactly. I had to get Tommy McDonald into the Hall of Fame.
I'll write the play, yeah.
Are you happy that Elliot won as a deserved
two? I can't wait to see that.
215-592-9494. Sean in Norristown, you're on WIP.
I'm not happy you won.
Sean, why?
Why not, Sean?
I don't know. feel like it's it was a pity award. I don't know. It's,
wow.
Well, congrats, Elliot.
Thank you. But fine. I would not say it was a pity award, but I do appreciate the congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anybody pities
Elliot. You do great work. You do great work for the Philadelphia area. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Wow. I appreciate it.
That sounds so happy.
Yeah, talk about a guy that doesn't believe what he said. Sean does not believe what he said. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Guys, you know, I love you. I respect you. So I just want to help you out here with your geography.
Mm-hmm.
Jenkintown, if you take Broad Street, the minute you cross off the city line, the next town is Jenkintown, directly north. And if you go 15 more miles on the same road, you hit Doylestown.
Oh.
So they're directly due north of you, just basically Broad Street extended. So.
All right, I'm sorry. Are you sure?
That's all right. It's all right.
Well, then why when I head straight up 95, do I not pass Doylestown or Jenkintown?
Because 95 is east of the city, and if you take the Schuylkill and the Blue Route, they're west of the city, but Broad Street becomes 611, which goes right through Jenkintown.
All right.
Goes,
this is
right
the most Philly call
Grove.
Ever.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. My bad.
It's okay.
It's still pretty far away.
Well, if you want to call 16 miles Doylestown north of the city, then so be it. You can actually see the buildings from Doylestown and you can see from my town.
You've driven from Doylestown to Philadelphia. It takes forever.
Well, because of all the lights. But, I mean, you know, I'm just right. saying. As a crow flies, it's actually right. not that far.
You happy, but Elliot, one Eagles Insider of the Year?
Oh, I know Kenny's happy. Kenny's my guy.
You happy, Elliot, one Eagles Insider of the Year?
Well, Elliot, which they say you're the tallest midget in the circus, so congratulations.
Oh, this wow. popular not saying this week.
Wow.
You know what? You got to give Elliot credit because he always see him. When you go to anything Eagles related, he's there. Mm. He's not like somebody that's kind of sat in his office and let everybody else report like, you know, Angela did. So,
well, what's funny is Kenny's always there too. So maybe, you know,
yeah.
I feel like I see Kenny everywhere.
Are you, next year, Eagles Insider of the Year, Kenny, what do you think? You?
Vanity or maybe, but no, I don't report.
All right. Thanks for the geography update, Kenny. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. He's right. I am wrong. Mike in Feasterville, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Spike? What's up, Ike? What's up, Jack?
What up, Mike?
I just loved Elliot's speech. It was great, dude. Like, I mean, I wish I could have heard the loser speech like everybody else.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Do you think he should have won?
Yeah, I think he should have won. I didn't even know who Aziz was until Elliot said something about it 2 weeks ago. So I think that's pretty good. And he's just been on top of, or at least close to, things all year.
Yeah. He's
close
done a good
counts,
job.
Yeah,
close counts.
And I really got to talk about Jack, though. Like, he's got to take it to the cantaloupe. Like, this is not even going to be close.
Oh, yeah. Elliot, what do you think? Thank you for the call, Mike. Elliot, what do you think of the Jack versus Joe?
I think Jack's going to demolish Joe.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised.
Too.
Like, I respect Joe wanting to do it, but Joe's not a great athlete. And I feel like I'm the best athlete, non-athlete at the station.
Right.
But Jack, I think, is right there with me.
Sure. Hmm. You're a little chesty after your little Eagles Insider of the year.
That's exactly right.
Well, hold on.
Refer to me as champion.
You mean non-professional athlete, because Jack is in the... I told you we have Jack in the athletic department.
Yeah, I don't think Jack belongs in the athletic department.
No, I don't think so.
If you never collected a check playing sports, I don't think you belong.
Wow. Well, I got a scholarship.
That's not a check.
Wow.
It kind of is. You're
a
scholarship athlete.
Scholarship athlete, most money in the team, biggest bust in Bloomsburg baseball history.
Yeah. Right. You can count as an athlete now.
How many
then?
Years did you play in college?
I played 2. And had I known I'd be ridiculed every single day about it, I would have played 4.
Well, you bring it up, I wouldn't even know if you didn't bring it up.
I was on an upward trajectory. My junior and senior year was going to be my years.
And then what happened?
And then I
wanted to focus on radio.
No, you wanted to focus on beer.
I wanted to have a lot of beers with my friends.
It's exactly like when I quit soccer my freshman year.
My grades were horrible, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Just like yours were.
Not a shock. 215-592-9494. What?
I don't know. Transferred one time?
What, in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, at 384 my freshman year when I transferred.
What a nerd.
Oh, I'm just saying.
What are Jack and Joe competing in?
We don't even know.
Definitely we definitely have. Oh, now we have another contestant who has arrived.
Bad news.
Jason
bad
Dumas
news
of 6ABC. Jason, which one should Jason go to, Jack?
This
I think that one.
That one right there. All right.
Now, Jason, does he have headphones? No headphones.
Oh, I got him.
All right. Jason, well, you can hear us fine. Jason, you came in third in Eagles Insider of the Year. Now, you were a late entry in that you, were you here for the entire Eagles season at 6ABC?
No, my first game was the Thursday night game against the Commanders.
Okay.
At the Link.
So what do you think of you coming in third, Elliot beating you? There's some controversy about your report about the Brandon Graham retirement. You know, I've seen you going back and forth with some afternoon show listeners on it. Your thoughts?
I think it was a highly flawed voting system.
Ooh, wow. Really? Sounds like someone's mad they're not holding the trophy.
Yeah. Highly flawed voting system. I need a recount, or at least hear how the votes went down and how we came to this conclusion.
Well, I think we heard how the votes went down.
Yeah. So there were 68 votes. You did get 10 first place votes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 9 first place votes. You came in third behind Elliot Shore Parks and Tim McManus. Now, nothing to sneeze at there.
Right.
Two legends right there.
Now, what about the people saying, now the Brandon Graham thing, you said he did plan to retire at the, you said that on Twitter. Yeah. It's the only reason I'm saying it. You believe he did plan to retire at the parade.
Yeah, that was the initial plan. But my tweet started catching a little steam, and I think someone within the organization got in Brandon's ear. Didn't tell him not to, but they would appreciate it. They wanted him to have his own moment.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It all makes sense. Obviously, there was also a lot of alcohol flowing that day. So they just wanted it to be a little more of a controlled environment when he made that announcement, and so he backed off of it. But that the plan was for him to retire at the parade.
And you did, to give you credit, you were the first one to report that he tore his triceps during the Super Bowl. I didn't see anybody else report that.
Yeah, Gunner reported it a couple weeks after I put it out there.
Yeah.
See, late to the party as usual.
I mean, I've been following Jason since before he got here, and you broke.
I'm joking,
D-Gun.
You know I love you.
Yeah. That's my guy. That's my guy.
Well, big bro, you know I love you.
Jason spent a bunch of time out in the Bay Area. Was actually did shows on our station 95.7 The Game out there. I think what everyone needs to know in Philly is he didn't win this time, but Jason is a force to be reckoned with the scoops. He had Sixers scoops for a while, and you mentioned
now those don't count.
He broke Saquon.
He did break Saquon.
Yeah.
So
that's after I had suggested it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was outside the.
Make sure we
I heard the voting started a month after that.
Convenient.
Yeah. Convenient.
Hey, the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was awesome, man. I love the fact that even though you may not have been aware of what we were doing, because I saw it a little back and forth with somebody on Twitter.
I thought people were being facetious. I'm like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Eagle Insider. Stop saying that.
Yeah.
And then I found out it was actual thing, it was really funny.
Wow, so we appreciate you at least going along with us. So.
Well, the other thing that I will say this, if we ever get confirmation from Brandon about that story, I believe that should count for next year's Eagle.
It was a great scoop by him. He clearly was correct, but the season and the league year is over.
I know, but if that story happens, if Brandon comes out from this point on and says Jason Dumas was right, I plan.
I think we should just take the trophy now from Elliot. Yeah.
Already, look at these two. Already.
Just scheming.
This is what I dealt with all year, Jason. Yeah.
That's
lack
funny.
Of appreciation. Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, but that is the insider game.
Yeah, that's the game. Wow.
Well, I definitely believed you, so it made sense to me.
Yeah.
Things happen in real time, and sometimes,
amen.
Sometimes
even the change of course makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense. Like they wanted to have yesterday. They wanted
right.
That's the environment they wanted to have when he announced that.
And what corroborates it too is the two trophies up there. Like he had it up there at the at the parade, and then yesterday he had the two trophies.
And
up,
he was the last one to speak at the parade, right?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, Elliot, I got one more question for you. So I follow Go Birds on Twitter, obviously.
Yeah.
They quote tweeted us putting out you being named Eagles Insider of the Year with our very own. Don't you run that Twitter account?
No, I don't. Well, I do tweet from it, but I don't know. It certainly wasn't James that did that, so it must have been Tucker.
I think you did it.
Yeah, but don't worry. The emergency pod will be coming out. Jason, you're welcome to join if you'd like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have Jason on. You should have heard.
Yeah.
So, Jason, the thing that really won Elliot the award, and his work all year, of course, but at the beginning of free agency, he told us Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari, those are the two guys to keep an eye
mound for the Eagles at Edge. And they sign Ojulari. And I listened to the Go Birds emergency podcast. And you could hear Elliot smiling from ear to ear on that podcast.
Well, I think a lot of people felt that way based off the Twitter response.
Oh,
lots
really?
Of Insider of the Year. You won. Congratulations. Great scoop. Just stuff
wow.
like that.
Wow.
That's funny
for you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jason, you should just know. The eyes are on you now.
Yeah, going forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
For better or
forward.
Worse, I can tell you. The eyes being on you.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're also liable to some worm. We also the NovaCare worm.
Oh, he doesn't know about the worm.
Yeah. 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 It's hard to describe.
Do you not know about the worm?
No, I don't.
Mm. Get ready.
Jason. So we talk about what happens is if you cover the Eagles long enough,
yeah.
what they will try to do is implant a worm in your brain. What you should say publicly.
Got it.
And you can see a lot of the reporters have the worm. Yep. Elliot.
Not me, no.
Used to have the worm. He's been better recently.
They beat it out of me.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on the worm. If you're ever tweeting the same exact thing that the other reporters are tweeting.
Like the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was a money move.
Yeah,
that was slimy.
They all tweeted it at the same time.
Yeah.
The worm doesn't like the truth is what you'll find.
Well, it wasn't the truth.
Yeah.
It wasn't the truth. All right.
Insider of the Year is telling you it was.
Elliot Shreparks, congratulations.
Thank you.
Jason Dumas, congratulations.
Appreciate
on your third place finish.
Third place. I'm coming for that top spot next
year. I'm more worried about you than anybody else.
So. Well, we're going to reveal the odds for 2026's award tomorrow on the show. So we'll see if Elliot is the favorite
to
repeat.
It's hard to repeat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. That's a lot
just
of people
just take
say
a rebuilding
that.
Year, get the cash right, you know. Yeah.
All right. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5 next?
Oh, I was going to do next year's Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll reveal it next. Yep. All right.
God,
that is coming up next, yes.
I tell you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ben Davis. What's happening, Ben?
How we doing, fellas?
What's up, Ben Yami?
How we doing? What a beautiful day, huh?
Listen, a little windy. That's all right, though.
Little windy, but we're one day closer to opening day. That's all that matters.
Man,
all
right. 6 days.
Well, are you here, Ben, or are you down in Clearwater?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in PA. Yeah, just sitting at the bus stop waiting for Mickey to get off the bus. So
I know what that's like.
So you're busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're busy. So you've been you have been back and forth, though, down in Clearwater, back here. And I heard you on the morning show, of course. But what's kind of the general vibe that you've gotten from the team while you've been down there and been around them?
They seem hungry. They seem focused. I always talk about how professional they are. As a unit and how they go about their business. And that's what I saw down in spring training. Not a whole lot of goofing around. Guys just, with their blinders on, trying to get better. And that's one thing that I think this team, you can never fault this ball club for trying to get better each and every day. And that's really, where that professionalism comes in. And they're a joy to watch. I did very promising to see a few things going on down there at camp, mostly with the pitchers and they're throwing strikes. And then the hitters with the adjustment trying to just, shorten up and try to put a few more balls in play.
I'm wondering about that, Ben. We've talked about this, and they obviously are openly talking about it as well. But the whole idea of changing your approach at the plate, I think ideally it sounds great. I just wonder if they can actually put it into reality once you've been a player and you're so accustomed to doing something for so long. Do you believe that at this stage of their careers, they have that ability to sort of change their approach at the plate?
Yeah, I know it's hard to change the spots on a leopard, Ike, but I think these guys are at that point where they realize that why they've got bounced out of the playoffs the last couple of years. And, with an offense that's, can be unbelievable at times, and then offenses that just really falls into a quagmire and they, opposing pitchers just have their way with them. I think they're at the point, there's a crossroads where, hey, we need to make these adjustments. If we don't, we're going to not find ourselves winning the World Series again. And I think it's, it's not going to be easy, but I do think it's in there. I love the approach that I saw, the games that I did. These guys were fouling off pitches to see another pitch. They were staying in the middle of the diamond, using the opposite field of the diamond. The one game I had, they had 10 hits, and they had 8 of them were singles, but yet they still scored 5 runs. That was very promising for me to see because that's something we have not seen over the years. It's either a 3-run homer or it's not. And, that's the approach we need to see a little bit more of.
And I just hope that it's not just a spring thing. Because I agree with you. Like, in watching the at-bats, they do look like they're locked in. But I just hope it's not like, hey, they go through the spell. Because every year, the offense goes through a slump. Even the best teams, the 08 Phillies, they had a bad offensive slump. I hope when that happens, they don't revert back to what ultimately sunk them the last couple of postseasons.
Without a doubt. And they have to make sure... They have to make sure that they can do that because, when they're hot, nobody's better. But they have to make sure that they do change their approach and get back to the little things and fouling the pitch off, not just flailing at a pitch. You're never going to eliminate chase, but you can definitely cut back on it. And that's the one thing that they've talked about over the years. And they have to get back to that because you can't always rely on Earl Weaver baseball, that three-run homer. It's not always going to happen. They got to find other ways to produce.
Yeah, Earl Weaver baseball. It's not exactly Rob Thompson baseball. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
What do you think about, it seems like they're, when camp started, it was Turner's going to be the leadoff guy. But as camp has kind of gone on here, you're seeing Schwarber kind of up there, and it feels like they might be trying a hybrid lineup, against tough lefties. Turner's leading off against maybe weaker righties. Schwarber's back to leading off. Is that kind of the sense you're getting, that they're really not made up there? And if they do that idea, is that an idea that you like?
It is an idea that I like, to answer your second question first. It is an idea that I like, because if you're going up against a Chris Sale or Garrett Crochet, maybe you let Turner lead off instead of, I know Schwarber hits lefties really well, but I think it can be a different dynamic in that lineup, and to find some type of a little bit more consistency, I think that's a strong possibility where you get a lefty on the mound, you see Turner lead off, a righty, you'd have Schwarber lead off. I mean, the bottom line is they've won with Kyle Schwarber at the leadoff spot. He's been extremely productive. I think they're just thinking if we do bump him down a little bit and have a few more guys on base, it might be that productivity might go off even more. So, we'll see what happens, but I'm not opposed to moving guys around and seeing what really, throw it against the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah. What's your outlook on JT this year? Right. There's some pressure on him. Like if he can get his bat to at least give you a little bit more, he can bring a different dynamic to this lineup as well, like he did in 2022. He's getting up there in age a little bit. He's on the final year of his deal. He hinted that there could be some contract talks going on. You're a former catcher. What do you think we should expect from JT this year?
Well, I think he was a little inconsistent last year, obviously, with his approach as well. It really all hinges on that leg kick, Ike. If he can get his foot down on time, he's a whole different animal. But when he gets, I know it's an exaggerated leg kick. That's one thing that Tony Gwynn always said to me. He said, you got to get your foot down. You got to get your foot down. He must have said it 100 times a day. You don't get that foot down, you just can't hit. And with that exaggerated leg kick, I think if he's able to get it down, he uses the right side, right center. That's really the way his swing is honed to use. But, he can really hit anything. And I know he's getting up there in age, but I wouldn't be surprised if he has a big offensive year. The Phillies need him. If he gets going, it only lengthens that lineup. But from a defensive standpoint, I think you're going to see him get a few more days off and let Marshawn catch a little bit more because, as we all know, like, Father Time is undefeated. And, you start getting up there in age and, you don't recover like you used to. I know he wants to play every day. I understand it. I appreciate that. I always felt if I had to go to the ballpark, damn it, I better be in that lineup. And it wasn't always the case with me, but that's the way I felt. And that's the way he feels. But Topper's going to have to give him a few more days this year.
Were you surprised that Stubbs didn't make the team? Where do you kind of stand with Marshawn? Like, is he good enough, in your opinion, to spell JT more than just once a week? Maybe he can play twice or even three times.
Yeah, I think Marshawn definitely can do that. From an offensive standpoint, we've seen him make strides over the years. It's just a matter of Marshawn staying healthy. That's been a bugaboo for him the last couple of years, is staying healthy, staying on the diamond. But he is a switch hitter. That definitely lends to him being maybe a little bit more successful offensively. And, I love him defensively. You talk about some strong hands and a rifle for an arm. He's about as good defensively as you're going to find. And I think the more sample size you see, you really appreciate what he can do behind the plate. But I think it came down to the options. I know Garrett Stubbs is a great clubhouse guy. He said he's going to prepare the same way in AAA as he did at the big league level and try and help guys out. But I think it's strictly come down to the lack of depth in the Phillies organization from a catching standpoint. Stubbs, he had an option. Marshawn did not. they could not lose Marshawn to another ball club because of that lack of depth.
Who's kind of caught your eye? You know, a couple of guys are having a good spring. Who has really stuck out to you?
Well, I mean, I think the obvious one to go to is Alvarado. This guy is in midseason form, and I mean, you want to talk about no chance up there. These guys got no chance right now. Throwing 100 to 102 with that wipeout slider. He calls it a cutter. I think it's a slider. You got no chance right now against him. He's looked outstanding. And, you know, I think, you know, you're looking at a couple other guys out there. You know, some of the younger guys have – Aiden Miller has really caught my eye. I love what he has been able to do out there. And Max Kepler, I mean, I know it's spring training and you're not facing the normal guys you face, but this approach you're seeing out of Kepler, this is a big dude that can use the whole ballpark. And, you know, if he ends up having half the season that he's having in the spring, I think a $10 million for Kepler is going to be an absolute bargain.
Man, he's got two walks today, two hits. I'm getting a little Keplered up over here, Ben.
I didn't realize this dude was this big. I mean, I like to think of myself as a fairly big guy, but I was hanging on the cage down there next to Charlie. And this dude walked in. I said, "Damn!" I said, "Chuck, I didn't know he was that big." He goes, "Neither did I." And he's a big dude. But if he can get barreled at baseball, look for some good things.
Who's the biggest make or break Philly, in your opinion, for this team to kind of reach their ceiling?
Trey Turner. I think he's poised to have a great year. I've been saying this all offseason. I think he's going to have a big year this year. Very productive, and it's in there. This is a guy you're talking about, a guy with the elite speed. He's not fast. His speed is elite. And, from an offensive standpoint, and I was on the morning show on Wednesday, and I said to John and Joe and Devin and Ray, I said, if I were to tell you that Trey Turner hit .295 last year with 21 homers, would you believe me? And to a person, they said, no, I would not. And I didn't know he hit .295 with 21 homers, being on the shelf for 6+ weeks with his hamstring. Yep. That's something that I wouldn't, I mean, he had an off year and he still hit .295. So that shows you what kind of player he can be and I think will be again.
And lastly, before we let you go here, speaking of the morning show, I mean, what are the early odds on me versus the camera to 11? I mean, what is this nonsense that you and your show is putting out there?
My show?
Yeah, your show.
You know I had your back on Wednesday, right?
Well, of course. Come on.
You know that. No, I don't know. Joe lives in a fantasy world, I think, at times. He said he's a great athlete. I just don't see it. You're younger. You're going to move in better shape. I don't see it really happening for Joe, but you never know. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. I think you got it. You got this. No brainer, Fritzy.
Right. One thing I said, Ben, all the pressure's on Fritzy.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I'm not a pressure's man. Yeah.
I mean, Joe's got nothing to lose.
I know. I got a lot to lose.
The age advantage, the height advantage,
skill advantage,
better shape. It is what it is.
Yeah. So. Listen, Ben, I did go 2-0 in the high school playoffs. I've risen to the occasion before. It's time to do it again.
Oh, we know it's in there, Jack. We know it's in there. Yep. It's a matter of it coming out. You're a peacock. We got to let you fly. You know what I mean?
That's what they say. All right, Ben, appreciate it. Looking forward to all the calls this year.
Guys, before I go, I got it. Mickey wants to say hello to Ike because Ike is his favorite guy on the radio. So, Mick, what do you want to say to Ike?
Hi.
What's going on, man? Hold on, that's what you picked up from school?
Mickey's been in here listening, so but he loves him some Ike Reese, so he just wanted to say hello real quick.
All right, Mickey, hold on, I got something for you. Hook him up here. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice. There you go.
Now that's orange juice, Mickey.
A glass of that on the way home.
Not like daddy's apple juice. All right, boys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
There he goes. Ben Davis.
I like that. Daddy's apple juice.
That's right. I lobbied Jill for Mickey. Yeah. You know, for
oh, is it our, name? For it's a good baseball name.
Solid baseball name. But then Jill was like, well, what about Moniak? And I was like, that'd be a tough look.
Or if you named him Moniak.
No, Mickey. Like people would think I named him after Mickey Moniak. Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
But I did. Why not Mick? That was a big.
You would not convince people it was Mickey Mantle. Yes, it's Mickey Moniak. Yes.
I know.
Yes.
So she wisely moved us in a different direction.
Yeah.